lies, damn lies, and statistics. You know how it is. A regular listener will know that there are many ways to unpack the data when it comes to things like unemployment rates. One of them is the actual data that's taken by the ABS, the regional data, and interestingly, it recently showed a slight edge up in trend unemployment in February. However, another piece of data is the Department of Social Security's totals for job seekers, and that is what has just been released this week, and it shows a bit of better news for our neck of the woods. Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting, always here to help us understand what can be confusing numbers at times. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Keir. How are you going?
I am well. Is that a reasonable characterisation of the new data this week, that it shows a continuing, generally better picture?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it does. It's a difficult set of data because it's very different to the kind of headline unemployment rate. You know, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the ABS numbers, look at the number of people unemployed. This data from the Department of Social Services counts the number of people within their service centres throughout the region who they classify as job seekers. And that essentially means that people who are eligible and receiving youth allowance payments and New Start payments, that doesn't equate to being unemployed as far as the ABS is concerned, and therefore we can't really make direct comparisons between the rates of job seekers and the rate of unemployed. But what it does allow us to do is look at a general trend of this series, and that trend is showing a continued improvement.
It's in fact almost at a two-year low, is that correct?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. It's very difficult to look at these numbers over very long time periods because, as you're probably aware, the rules about who can claim particularly things like youth allowance change over time, and in fact there was quite a big change in the beginning of 2016. So looking at data beyond changes in terms of who can receive payments and what kind of eligibility there is for receiving payments means that looking at the data over, you know, between those changes can be somewhat confusing. But if we look at the data between the changes, then we can get an idea of what trends have been happening. And since about the middle of 2016, for instance, we've declined from about, on this rate, about 8.5% down to about 8.25%. So these aren't big moves, but what they do is they confirm that generally things have been improving in the Cairns area in terms of the labour market.
Okay, so that makes total sense. Now, what's interesting, I guess, though, to look at it, Pete, is just even though there's been that improvement over the last 2 years and that drop, when you compare it to where it was sitting, say, 6 years ago, it's a shockingly high number still.
Yeah, it is. And again, but if you look back 6 years, there's some very big changes in terms of who can claim.
Who could get access to it.
Right, exactly. So what you're seeing there is really, you can't make those comparisons because you're looking, you know, you're comparing apples to oranges. So if you're looking 6 years ago, the people who could claim this would have been very, very different. The eligibility for people would have been very different to what it is now. And it's virtually impossible to strip out that effect. So comparing them over those changes really doesn't make any sense. We need to look simply between when major changes to the eligibility criteria have occurred. As I said, there was a fairly big one at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. So looking from that period onwards gives us a good... Yeah, it does. It gives us some idea at least. So at the end of 2015, for instance, this rate, which I'm calling the job seeker rate, stood at about 8.8%. And as I say, it's now down to 8.25%. So it is improving, and it's been a fairly steady improvement. You know, it's been a kind of one-way street in terms of getting better, pretty much better every single month since then. So it really confirms what we've been saying for the last 9 months-ish about the Cairns labour market, where we've seen trend unemployment rates also moving quite a bit lower.
Well, at least it's positive direction that it's heading in. Pete Faulkner, thanks again for explaining to us.
No worries, Keir. You have a good day.
Pete Faulkner, their business consultant here in Far North Queensland with Conus Business Consulting. So continuing that trend of improvement there, which is certainly reflected, it would seem, in a number of the other sets of data, but such a slow improvement as well.